Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony at the site in Westgate, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe Bruce Wharton said the new compound will cost the American taxpayer an estimated $200 million. He said the new embassy would help open pathways for mutual respect and understanding between Harare and Washington, adding it will also increase the flow of business and investment between the two countries.
This project is a tangible symbol of the United States of America's commitment to a strong and growing relationship with Zimbabwe, a relationship that is based on respect, on understanding, and on mutual interests. In the medium term, it should be a development node that will encourage growth in the northwestern suburbs of Zimbabwe. In the short term, this project represents job creation, materials supply, and skills transfer for the hardworking people and businesses of Zimbabwe.
Construction of the project, that will be spearheaded by the State Department's Bureau for Overseas Buildings Operations, is expected to start in the next few months. Constructors will take at least 3 years to finish building the embassy. Ambassador Wharton said the embassy purchased the land for the new compound in 2001. The ambassador commended the Zimbabwean government for its cooperation and making sure the project is a success. When complete, the new compound will house the embassy and all its departments. The embassy is currently operating from various rented premises in the city. Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni said the development by the American government is welcome, especially in a city where there is little or no development taking place.
Almost every city you go to, you see cranes putting up high-rise buildings. That's one thing we don't have in this city. So any development that you find taking place in Harare is very, very, very welcome. Now, here we've got a signature development. It's the U.S. embassy. It's the U.S. government. It does a lot for confidence for the city, for the country, and for, locally for Westgate. This area is going to change because of what's going to happen in the next 3 years.
Harare resident Simon Takawira, while complaining that the new embassy would be far from the city center, where residents can easily access, said it was a welcome development.
This place is very far away from town and it's not centralized because we have some people who come as far as Budiriro, Dama Falls, who want to access their visa offices, but with this distance, it's too much for people. I don't think most people waste a lot of money trying to access this point.
Minister of State for Harare Metropolitan Province, Miriam Chikukwa, local government and foreign affairs officials and embassy staff attended today's groundbreaking ceremony. The United States has maintained an embassy in Harare since 1980. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.